This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Come again. Intuition tells me that both Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Thursday, July 16th. Is my intuition correct, Victoria?
That we're here?
Yes.
Yes, then you would be correct.
Jennifer, my intuition tells me that you have stories about the Trumpsters. What are the Trumpsters up to? What are the people running
what
the...
What does that mean?
The Trumpsters? What does what mean?
Yeah.
What are they up to, the Trumpsters?
What are the Trumpsters up to?
And what are the Trumpsters up to? Well, I know that...
Yeah, who are the Trumpsters?
The Trumpsters are Donald, the Donald, and perhaps Ivanka, his daughter, and anybody else who's related who has been doing anything that was of note since last we chatted about the Trumpsters, which was probably yesterday, although we haven't talked too much about the Trumpsters, because I don't really... I think there is enough attention given to them. Unfortunately, most of it negative, but there is a lot of attention given to them. I'm not suggesting that that's good or bad. It just is pretty negative. For example, when the news reporters dig into the administration scaling back the EPA requirements, do they tell you exactly, is it just a blanket, this is what they're doing? It has to do, I guess, with wells and highways and pipelines and things like that. I wish they would pay more attention to some of the EPA regulations that affect farmers. They don't seem to have done that because they haven't really done much for farmers across the board. But having said that, what are these what specific regulations is the chirping about?
Well, yesterday was a pretty big day in the White House. First, a second round of sanctions, a second day in a row against China. That was the first thing that started the day off in the White House. Then there was a roundtable on law enforcement and on cracking down particularly on the gang MS-13. Then the president boarded his helicopter, Marine One, all the way over to Air Force One. They went to Georgia, and that's where he announced a scaling back of some environmental reviews, primarily for infrastructure projects. So he announced a new federal rule that would speed up the environmental review process for proposed highways, gas pipelines, other major infrastructure.
This is a good idea.
I think so. I think some of these things get caught up, as you know that they do, and they can go on for years and years and years, and all it does is a cash drain, and then ultimately the project gets done anyway. So I think to speed things up...
You mean all legal challenges by various groups to not put this...
There can still be legal challenges, but I think how long does it take the government to build any type of infrastructure?
Too long.
You have to do study after study after study after study.
And spend thousands of dollars.
Right. Yep. So this will save money and it'll strip some of that time. It's supposed to make it easy for the country to actually start repairing its crumbling infrastructure.
Environmentalists said it's outrageous because...
There's no public input allowed, and so there's no public forum. There's no, 60-day waiting period for the public to have, to weigh in how it affects their community. There are a lot of negatives to this, too. I'm all for, trimming away unnecessary regulations when it's appropriate, but at the same time, to cut the public out completely when it affects their community, I think that that's a huge problem, and there are probably going to be a lot of lawsuits from local groups if they want to put a highway through someone's yard, and there's no public opinion allowed. It's pretty dangerous.
Well, this doesn't deal with eminent domain, so that would still be a...
That was just an example. If something's moving into someone's neighborhood or something that's going to affect their community, there's no public opinion allowed wherever, though.
There are many people who think it's gone too far because it does take too long, and there are too many groups, and usually they have special motivation for doing whatever it is they do. And sometimes some of these, in my experience, environmental groups just make noise to make noise.
And maybe it's good to take
a second look, a third look, or whatever it is. I'm involved in something right now that has some EPA impact. Golf course that used to be a farm, then turned into a golf course, and now is being developed into a housing project, is across the street from a large field that I farm. And because the, I'm not going to go into the weeds here too much, but there is an impact from a well and from some of the things that there are streams underneath, and there are things that have crept up as the land has changed, and they've caused an impact on me being able to use the field. And so I lost a whole season planting the field because of the overview of the EPA through the local conservation commission, and it's been held up and held up and held up, and every time they say, oh, well, we're ready to do it, then somebody else spends $25,000 of the taxpayers' money to look at, well, how is this going to impact the quail that lived 35 miles away? I mean, it's gotten to the point of being absolutely ridiculous.
We had the same thing go on in for years in my community. They were trying to build a golf course. They ultimately did, and that's what I get at. The project always ends up happening. It's how much money it takes to get there. So
yeah.
There is a golf course that was built in my community a number of years ago, and it was held up for almost a decade because of a spine flower that was discovered within, like, the brush or something. Literally, like, a spine flower.
So It's the same thing we're talking about with all of these things. They went too far in one direction and abused the situation so that there was harm being done to the environment and it needed to be checked. And so when those regulations came in, that was good. But then they just keep adding on to them, and it's kind of like I akin it to anything that we've gone too far with the COVID stuff. We've gone too far with Black Lives Matter.
How have we gone too far with that?
With what?
With Black Lives Matter.
There are too many ideas, it seems to me, that have cropped up that take advantage of the situation instead of being common sense driven. It's just all now about Black Lives Matter. Not that Black Lives don't matter, but come on, it's just pushing too hard. Maybe that's the opportunity.
Equality?
Maybe you push. No, it isn't. I don't want you to overcook this.
I'm trying to get you to clarify what you're saying.
I'm saying is there's too much attention on that one thing. There are a lot of other problems that we have to deal with and are going to have to deal with. That's not the only thing on the pike. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone
basically
in the Black Lives Matter movement has said it's the only thing.
I think there are plenty of people who have said that, frankly.
I've never heard a single person. Marching, and they've never said it's the only thing that we need to focus on.
Before we move back to Black Lives Matter, I think what this is indicative of, the thing that we should actually pull from this, that Trump signed yesterday in Georgia, is that this means he's trying to get infrastructure done. We know that he is. He said it. He has talked with the Democrats in Congress about coming up with an infrastructure bill. There's even the thought, a lot of people are talking about this fourth round of stimulus that's going to be happening. And so if that is true, I think this might be revealing the fact that Trump is going to try to make that bill about infrastructure, because they're all going back to the drawing board now this week to try to figure out what it's going to look like. I'd imagine it has something to do with that.
All right, let me clarify what Victoria just asked, because it's a good question. Yesterday we were talking about Nick Cannon and what happened when he was talking about Semites and who the real Semites are, and that whole controversy that got him fired from his CBS job. That's an example of an overreaction as far as I'm concerned, because I've yet to hear somebody prove or tell me how what he said was actually literally wrong. And so when you see this groundswell of, like, I was, we've had this conversation about me and the Chinese and me getting myself into a jam because I said that I referred to the virus as the Chinese virus. Without anybody really understanding what I meant when I said that.
But it's
not
about whether it's right or not. It's about freedom of speech. The thing with Nick Cannon, I don't agree with anything he said.
No, I don't either.
He could go around selling that the sky is purple. But if we live in a country that supports freedom of speech or we don't. And I think
we
do.
Don't now.
I fight for the fact that we do. And so whether I like what Nick Cannon says or anybody else, I'm going to fight for his right to be able to say it, because that's what makes our country great. So,
well, more and more black people who are on the radio or on television are saying they agree with him. So how are you going to what's that? Where is that going to lead us when it comes to back to the situation, Victoria? I'm not saying this to you to ask you the question to defend it. I'm just saying you asked about when it goes too far. I think the reaction on both sides to all of this stuff has become overblown. I might have a stronger word for it.
This isn't related to Black Lives Matter. This is
the focus on what he said because he's a black man. It is.
But then that's proving my point that it hasn't gone too far because if he's getting silenced by the white majority, then obviously the BLM movement hasn't really accomplished much yet. And the problem with a lot of white people, it's they jump on the bandwagon, they post stuff on Instagram, they do nothing else, and then as the movement moves on, a month later or whatever, then they get, it's enough now, it's enough now. And that's a very white, convenient thing and position to have. But nothing has really gotten accomplished. Black people are still being killed by the police. That's where this movement started.
Okay.
And until that has ended, and there's actual equity and equality, then that movement needs to stay a movement. And white people can't just sit back and say, I gave you guys a little bit of room to talk, and now it's over. Now it's too much. It's overcooked. I find that insulting.
We have to stop the idea that black people are being hunted by the police, because it's not based on anything except
that's not true, Jen. That's not how black people feel. That's not how black people feel.
I get to feel the way I get to feel too. Everybody gets to feel the way they want to feel. I'm just looking at the numbers, and the numbers do not indicate that black people are being hunted and putting.
I think there are certain circumstances where they have been.
It depends on where
you live. I think that narrative does way more harm than good.
There's a lot of this stuff, the narratives. I think the thing Nick Cannon, the overcooking of the Nick Cannon thing is going to do a lot of harm, frankly. And when I started the hour, I was asking about the Trumpsters and what was going on. This business of Ivanka Trump tweeting out support for Goya is one of the most ridiculous things that I've. So what that she likes Goya? Is she getting paid for it?
No one is supposed to endorse a product at all. Mm. If you're a public official like she is,
How is she a public official? I didn't vote for her.
She's an advisor to the White House. She's an employee. She's not supposed to do that. Kellyanne Conway, when she told everyone to buy Ivanka Trump clothing, was not supposed to do that either. No one seems to care. No one fines anyone, but that's a finable offense.
I'll give you an example on the other side, and
I'm sure it happens on the other side too, and there should be one standard for everyone.
I don't think holding a can of something is getting a paid endorsement. It's a little bit different than being someone who's paid. No one said a word other than laughing that Nancy Pelosi had a refrigerator full of ice cream, but it was all one brand. It was all the brand Jenny, which is known for being a product that donates heavily to the Democrat Party. It's done by someone who's proudly very, very liberal, and her refrigerator was stuffed with it. And that was just, how many months ago? Not very long ago at all.
How silly this gets.
So what's the problem with that in her fridge? Ivanka's standing
because
in the White House holding a can of
because she opened
beans.
It and posed with her refrigerator. It's the same thing. So, but no one said a word about it. It's like, if people just have, and even the idea that we started the hour going, what are the Trumpsters doing? I mean, okay, it's fine. Everybody gets to say what they want to say, but it's definitely one-sided. There's no real respect being given to
there was nothing in that. If you took that to be disrespectful, then
I don't take a lot of things to be disrespectful because I'm easily unoffended, but I'm just saying at this point when everybody is looking so critically at everything, that's the point of all this. We all get to say what we want to say because we live here. We should celebrate it, and not everybody has to agree with everybody. We don't have to beat people into submission because Nick Cannon needs to be fired because he thinks in one way. I don't like the way Nick Cannon thinks. That means I don't have to watch the programs that he's on.
Right. Let the public choose. All right, speaking of what is very strongly a focus of a lot of people, when you are brushing your teeth this morning, you're looking in the mirror and you want to see your bright white smile be brighter and whiter, you can do that pretty easily. All you have to do is go online to powerswabs.com, the natural way to swab and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll get the stains from coffee or tea or blueberries or whatever it is start to disappear. It's a swell product. Check it out and buy it. Powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10 when you're buying it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Things Happen, new song released by Jimmy Allen, Charlie Pride, and Darius Rucker. That's an interesting combination. They recorded their latest song, but the timing couldn't have been more appropriate under the circumstances. Not clear exactly when they did it, but now it's being released a month and a half after George Floyd's death sparked all the focus and the protests on Black Lives Matter. Darius Rucker sings the song's opening line. He says, "You'll never know when your last breath's gonna fade like a July sunset." That's what he's singing. That's a lyric line. The power of why things happen comes from three generations of black men sharing anguish, questioning the sources of their own pain in this song. As three of the few black country music chart toppers in the past 50 years, Jimmy Allen, who's 32, Darius Rucker's 54. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. When did he get that old?
He's had a 25-year career.
You know what? It just doesn't seem like that long, Jennifer.
Hootie
really
started
dirty.
Back in the 90s. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Interesting. Charlie Pride's an old-timer. He's been around a long time in country music. One of the few black artists, as is suggested here, to have made it big time in country. He's 86. "Your heart keeps on beating through all those feelings," Jimmy Allen sings toward the end of the song, summarizing a lifetime of persistence that you thought you'd never get through. So, food for thought here. We used to call him Country Charlie Pride. And he was very much, I think he started, frankly, my recollection as being a disc jockey on the country music program back in the 60s. He was sort of the... he was the flavor of the day, if you will. And a lot of talent, but there were a lot of black people that had, for some reason, he made it work or struck gold. And a lot of other black country artists or would-be artists didn't at the time. 25 at the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you now with a focus on a number of very interesting things to be heard on Sirius XM. Coldplay, Queen, Michael Jackson, Beastie Boys, Bob Marley, each will be the focus of their own limited-run channel on Sirius. This is not unusual for them. You've worked at Sirius, Victoria. They always are running specials on various artists that don't necessarily... You know, the Beatles obviously have their own channel that's permanent, and so does Elvis
and
Bruce Springsteen and Sinatra. But then there have been a focus on these things, on these other groups, or lots of groups and individuals. I'm surprised there isn't a Michael Jackson channel, frankly.
I think they've done it intermittently, and so now they're bringing it back again. Yeah.
The Beastie Boys channel is now live till the 21st. If you're interested, channel 25, feature guest DJ series hosted by Beastie's fans like Sean Lennon, Rosie Perez, Michael Rapaport. See, that's the one thing they do. Some of the guest hosts are good. On the 60s channel, they have the guy who's the lead singer, Herman's Hermits. He's the most annoying. Whenever I hear him, I just hit the channel. Just annoying. So sometimes that stuff works with some listeners. Sometimes it doesn't. Bob Marley's Tough Gong Radio. It airs from now till the 13th of August on Channel 42, featuring guest DJs like Jack Johnson, Carlos Santana, Cypress Hill, as well as contributions from the Marley family. The Queen Channel's guest DJs include Dave Grohl and Foo Fighter drummer Taylor Hawkins, Paul Rogers, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's interesting. How do they find out that you're interested in something? How do they go find some of these people? Do you know offhand,
Victoria?
That's
a good question. I don't know. I don't know how they developed that.
Catherine Zeta-Jones would show up as...
I'm guessing she popped up somewhere during Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You know, either on a red carpet somewhere and professed her public love for Queen. I'm guessing it was probably something simple.
Band members Chris Martin, Guy Berryman, Johnny Buckland, and Will Champion, each hosting a series of songs that made us who we are. Guest DJs like Beck, Dua Lipa, Demi Lovato, and Shawn Mendes curating their favorite Coldplay tracks. Additionally, the popular Prince Channel, which was a limited-run channel starting in April, returns to Sirius Channel 50 and the app also from the 22nd to the 28th of this month. So get ready for a crazy little thing called Love on this series. We're plugging them because it's good listening, interesting to hear what's going on there. Get ready. I love that line. For a crazy little thing called Love. Great Queen song. 29 after the hour here on the great DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's family filing a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the four police officers charged in Floyd's death. That lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Minnesota alleges the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him and that the city allowed a police culture of excessive force and racism to continue with impunity. One of the Floyd family lawyers, Chris Stewart, says it's not about the money.
Everyone understanding that what happened to George Floyd was torture and that Black Lives Matter. Well, this team here is to make sure that black worth matters.
Stewart would not specify exactly how much the family is seeking in compensation. President Trump has a new campaign manager, announcing yesterday that Brad Parscale is out and deputy campaign manager Bill Stepien has taken over the top spot. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention Walmart shoppers, the retailer has announced that people will have to wear masks in the stores beginning next week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Calling the move a simple step for safety, the company said the requirement will take effect on Monday at all 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Clubs locations in the U.S. In announcing the rule, Walmart Chief Operating Officer Dakona Smith cited existing local government mandates that already order facial coverings at about 65% of Walmart and Sam's Club locations. Walmart joins a growing list of major retailers that now mandate facial coverings. Starbucks and Best Buy have already begun requiring masks. Other stores that require facial coverings include Costco, Apple, Walgreens, Kroger, CVS, Gap, and Verizon. I'm Wendy King.
Drug overdose deaths up across the nation. Preliminary data from the CDC indicating there were nearly 71,000 reported deaths from overdoses in 2019, a record high, and a 4% jump over the previous year. And the author of the Magic School Bus book series, Joanna Cole, is dead at 75. Family members confirming she died on Sunday. The cause unknown or not released. Cole creating the popular children's book saga with illustrator Bruce Deegan in 1986. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Mind for the metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts.
Playing the hits on the radio. This is the DJV Show. General Horn here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, the hits from the News Talk Radio World, playing the hits. The top of the charts for the last, three, four, 5 months has been COVID. It's struggling to stay there because there are other influences now, but it still is certainly trending. I don't know if it's number one. Be close to number one, I think, when we look at the charts again this week, Victoria. So what are the latest moves by the various states and governors to do what we have to do to keep this thing from becoming a problem again?
Well, I think a lot of people seem to agree that wearing a mask and being extra cautious is how we flatten that curve to begin with, and that's what we can do in a couple of weeks. We could turn this around. Certain states are just not willing to do it. A quick overview of what's going on. Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, is the first governor to test positive for coronavirus. He was at the Trump rally in Tulsa. He was not wearing a mask. However, the contact tracers say that he got it somewhere else. They didn't say specifically where, but I guess somehow they ruled out that he didn't get it at the rally. I don't know how. I don't know how that affects. I don't know how that figures, but okay. He said he has mild symptoms. He seems almost asymptomatic. He said it feels like an achy cold, so hopefully it won't get any worse.
It's not as potent. There's no question about it. The virus itself is not as potent as it was anywhere near as much. It makes you sick.
It still depends on who you are. Age. Jen and I were just talking about off the air. One of Lewis's friends is a neurosurgeon in Miami, and they're at 145% capacity now in the Miami hospitals. They've run out of ventilators. They're running out of PPE. And the state of Florida Miami's talking about it, but the whole state of Florida, for whatever reason, you know, our friend who's the doctor said that it feels like suppression. They don't want the real numbers to be out. And that kind of follows suit with this new thing and I don't understand how this is going to happen, but hospitals have now been directed by the Trump administration to send all of their data directly to the administration and to bypass the CDC. Well, that's a great question. The critics who are against this say, well, the database is not open to the public. So is this just going to be suppression of numbers?
We're paying for it. Tax dollars are paying for it. Why shouldn't it be open to the public?
Well, there you go. I don't know the answer, apparently.
I don't get this. Anybody got any idea? Jennifer, you have any idea why?
Health and Human Services says that they want to streamline the government response. Then why not make it public and say, everyone, this is our plan? Why not have transparency?
I think ultimately it goes to the government first, then to the CDC compared to vice versa.
CDC part of the government?
And the CDC is also sitting on the coronavirus task force. Robert Redfield, I believe is his name. Robert Redford.
Does that still exist? The CDC task force?
Oh my gosh, yeah. They actually just met, what was it, Tuesday. So they've still been doing a lot of work. They're doing press conferences, not as often, but Dr. Birx, Fauci, Pence. In fact, Pence and Fauci were somewhere yesterday meeting about the coronavirus. So, and that's part of the thing that the media has been trying to play up is this rift between Fauci and Trump, and obviously they're trying to repair sending kids out there with them.
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But Pence is in charge of this. Why should Trump be in the loop unless he needed to be, other than for
Pence
some
is
base
in charge
why
of it.
Is that?
Yeah, huh? Pence is in charge of it.
So I don't see why that. I don't buy it. See,
but
this
there are
is
a lot
that
of stories
stuff.
Behind the scenes of Trump not liking that Fauci's getting such good press.
Well,
and,
of course
you know,
he doesn't, because he's an egomaniac. But that's so, you know. So
but what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that you want to have people believe in the people that you have on your task force. And so Fauci and Pence took this, you know, photo opportunity yesterday. But the coronavirus task force is still very much in existence. And so they're going to be getting the numbers. And then I guess they go then to the CDC. So
Fauci, as far as I'm concerned, lost his credibility when some of the things in his stock portfolio became more public.
And so what the latest drama was this week is that Peter Navarro, who works for the White House, wrote an op-ed, apparently unapproved by the White House press shop, and in the USA Today saying, you know, we can't live and die on everything that this man says because he has said things that have contradicted themselves and kind of alluded to that point. And that's, I mean, that's it. Look, I believe some of the stuff that Fauci says, some of it turns out to be true. I also believe that the guy makes money and that he has, I believe Big Pharma is a very powerful controlling force in this country. And I know from someone in my own life that we would be talking a lot more about hydroxychloroquine if Big Pharma wanted us to. But
yep,
because it's
you're
cheap
right. Bingo.
And because
ding,
it's already
ding,
in the
ding,
market
ding,
and they
ding,
don't
ding.
Have to do testing, they are making money off of it. And so they don't care if people are living or dying. They want to make money.
Alabama has made it mandatory for people to wear masks, though, all over the state, right?
Yes. That Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, she announced that almost everyone in the state will have to wear a mask in public to curb the spread. Now, Alabama is a state that's been hit pretty hard now. We have friends and family in Alabama, and they've been hit really hard, and it's affecting, you know, the people we know have been very responsible in social distancing and always wearing a mask, but a lot of people in that state have not. And so now the governor said 9 of the first 13 days of July saw daily increases of more than a thousand cases a day. And earlier this week, the governor said 87% of the ICU beds statewide are occupied. So she said, folks, the numbers just don't lie. So now everyone over the age of six.
Massachusetts doesn't have any of that problem. I don't know what the magic is here, but
Because Massachusetts, you guys locked it down. You saw what was happening in New York, and you guys locked it down because you knew it was coming. It's the same thing that happened in southern, like in central and further south of New Jersey. We saw what was happening in Manhattan and North Jersey, and you know, we took appropriate action. Other states decided that it wasn't a real thing. They were still saying it wasn't a hoax.
Well, California and we still have a problem.
Yeah,
California was the earliest and the strictest in locking down, I think.
But there was not much.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened in California. That's one thing I can tell you.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Why do you think? I don't know if you like the answer, but the answer is protests.
There have been
thousands of people. In fact, there was another one last night to try to get the DA to resign for no real reason. People are scratching their head in the state going, well, we can't really understand why all the cases that we're getting are young people. Like, all the old people cases spiked in April or May in nursing homes. Now it's all young people getting sick because the people are out there protesting. Then they go home. They spread it around to their mom because they obviously still live on her couch.
And a lot of younger people think they can't get it. And they go to parties. And then everybody who went to the party is now positive.
There's a YouTube guy who had a huge party in Calabasas, which is where the Kardashians live. And that was the subject of people just going absolutely apoplectic. This guy had a crane where he was hanging people from cranes. They were playing beer pong. They were doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
So it's what our governor in New Jersey calls the knucklehead factor. That's what it is then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, with summer being upon us and millions of people planning trips all over the country, I'm looking at places, where there are 18 states now, I think, that have travel restrictions that are keeping people, they really don't want you to come. Alaska is one of them. I found that very interesting. My sister and I had dinner this past weekend. My sister, the oldest sister, who just retired last Friday from being a flight attendant at the age of 76 from when she was 19. That was a chore and a half. Anyway, she wanted her. I said to her, tell me where, because we never had this conversation. Actually, we haven't had a good conversation like we had last Friday for years. We had a great conversation, great dinner. She said, I like going to Anchorage better than any place else. Apparently, there's something about Anchorage that most people don't realize because they associate with Alaska. They associate Alaska with cold, so who wants to go there? Apparently, it's a fabulous place. Anyway, so you can't go to Alaska from 19 states. You can't go to Connecticut from 14 states. I can go through the list. It becomes pedantic a little bit. But
essentially, what they say you should do and shouldn't do, and because we're taking a little bit of a road trip next month, so I've been looking into, know where you're traveling and where, you know, what the restrictions are of where you're going. There's a really great, it's globalepidemics.org, and they have the entire country mapped out per county, and they have a color coding system. So green means like it's the safest, red is the worst. And you can see on the map of the country where all the hot spots are. And essentially they say if you're in a yellow zone, which we're in yellow, the whole state of New Jersey is yellow except for one county in the most western part that's green. So if we live in yellow, then you can travel to another yellow place, but you shouldn't go from yellow to green. You shouldn't go from yellow to orange, which makes it worse, or don't go to red. If you don't live in red, don't go to red. And so they say that can actually, people knowing where they're going and knowing where, what the destination is and what that situation is, that can actually really help curb the spread. So we specifically picked a place that's exactly yellow, just like our infection rate. And so we're trying to, play by the rules, but a lot of people don't know about that stuff.
I see Walmart is going to require customers to wear masks at all of their stores. Sam's Club the same, right? How many other Best Buy does that? I was in a Best Buy yesterday trying to find a refrigerator. Yeah, that's another story. All right, this is an aside for a minute. I'm going to get off on a tangent for a moment, please. Allow me this freedom. This is one of the things that people need to wake up to. All right, so with the virus came a slowdown or a stoppage in most of the factories in our country and around the world, assembly factories, the people who make cars, people who make any hard goods, all those factories shut down, including places to make refrigerators. So now the outgrowth of this, my old refrigerator has decided it doesn't want to work anymore, so I need a new refrigerator. So I went to four places yesterday to try to find a refrigerator not made in China that I could put in the back of my pickup truck and bring home. My result was zero. I struck out. There is not one refrigerator in any store that I went to. I went to a local appliance retailer. I went to Best Buy. I went to Home Depot. I went to one other store, and nothing. They're all the American-made refrigerators are made in Canada or Mexico. I'll even be a little more flexible. No, can't find one. But here's this wonderful Westinghouse made in China. So what we've, again, what they've done, whether you're conscious of it or not, is create a situation scaring everybody so we stop making stuff because we have conscience. In China, they put everybody back to work. And so they're the only ones who are now capitalizing on things like refrigerators. You cannot find, I challenge anybody to find a refrigerator not made in China that's available for instant pickup today at any appliance store anywhere. You can see on the front of the refrigerators, there are labels that say, well, we can get this August 20th or we can get this one on August 18th or whatever, but you can't get them now. I was appalled. I didn't buy a refrigerator, but you know, so my food spoils, or I'll put it in the basement. In
so
the
you
old
have
refrigerator
no refrigerator right now?
I have no refrigerator in my kitchen. I have one down in the basement that works. But I'm not buying a Chinese-made refrigerator. I'm not. Not going
well,
to.
Well, what are you
going to
do? I mean, realistically.
It's
a wonderful
do? I'm
mission.
Wait until there's an American.
And all of us are wrong. Well, so you're not going to have a refrigerator? You're going to live like a frontiersman
yeah.
for the next 10, really? For the
yep.
next 10 years
I'll
without
go up and down the stairs. No, I'll
oh,
just go downstairs to the refrigerator in the cellar. I just go down, up and down the stairs to do it. Anyway, we're talking about masks. And who's wearing masks? And yeah, I don't. Walmart doesn't sell refrigerators. I guess I don't know. I couldn't. You know, the one place I didn't go though, aha, is Costco. I wonder.
Well, they sell refrigerators, do they?
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna have any luck there. Maybe you could go to a restaurant supply company because a lot of those industrial units, they might not all be made in China.
I bought a freezer for the farm for the ice cream on the farm at the local restaurant supply store. I did that.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think they have a refrigerator. I don't know. I'll have to check and see. That's good. That's good advice. Today is National Stress Awareness Day. Woo-hoo! Stress, defined as a physical response to the body to changes during which the chemicals that you have in your body that are getting combined are released into your bloodstream. So many reasons for being stressed out. Issues with finances, relationships. Oh, who gets stressed out over those things? Come on. Work-related stress, a sudden traumatic event. Some stress is good, though. It pushes you forward. But negative stress, if it's constant, does bad things to your body. It does. It's the spirit-mind-body connection. It does a number and a half on you. A lot of warning signs, damaging effects of stress. You can become anxious, depressed, dizzy. Your mouth gets dry, you get headaches, you have upset stomach, diarrhea, constipation, weak immune system, back pain, stiff neck, tight muscles, fatigue. Wow, goes on and on and on. So, National Stress Awareness Day takes place the day after your taxes are due. Talk about stress. Did everybody get their money in yesterday? Right?
Yeah.
You had to get your money in by yesterday. You know that, right? Money's in? Okay.
We didn't know. We did our taxes back in February.
Yeah, you're all set. Did you get a refund?
Yeah.
Good.
I tiny got one this year, too. I'm so excited.
Good for you.
Not that
not
it's
me,
anything, but at least I didn't have to pay.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Right. That's the thing. All right, so relax, release the stress. Calm, cool.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here we go, Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. I wish I could find some technologically sound way of getting rid of my allergies, Victoria. Can you look around and do a little
luck.
Research?
Good luck. I wish I had one, too.
I know. We both have
yeah,
this thing scratchy.
Yeah, it's been a rough
season. Oh, God. All right, let's get to something that was pretty unprecedented in terms of technology. All the people who are hacked in this Twitter attack. Give us the details,
yep.
Will you?
So if you were on Twitter yesterday starting around 4 p.m. Eastern time, you would have noticed that a lot of the famous people you follow had been hacked. And this went across major companies, famous people, individuals. They were all compromised in what's being called the most widespread and confounding hacks that Twitter has ever seen. And so it's all in the service of promoting a Bitcoin scam that appears to be earning its creator a lot of money. So Twitter is still investigating on this, and so we'll probably have some more updates.
So how did it take place? If you, all these people were sent the info along with lots of other people, or did they steal info from Gates and Obama and Joe
They hacked
Biden,
into their accounts. And so the way that they hacked in and took control of the Twitter accounts, it was in a way that it almost was like they had admin rights. And so that's a pretty high-level hack when you can take over the entire system. Like if you were an admin and you worked for Twitter and you were basically one of the people running the platform. That's the level of a security breach that it was. It was pretty intense. And so what happened was it started with Elon Musk's Twitter account. He essentially said, I'm feeling generous, so for the next 30 minutes, if you send me $2,000 in Bitcoin, I'll send you $1,000, or if you send me $1,000, I'll send you $2,000, or something like that. And people started falling for it. And the guy who was behind, the person, whoever this is, the group
behind
it.
So he didn't tweet that at all?
No, he didn't tweet that at all. Right. And so I don't know how long it was until he realized that he had been hacked. But then this also happened to Apple. Bill Gates, Uber, Barack Obama, Jeff Bezos, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Mike Bloomberg. Every major name that essentially was on Twitter was a part of this scam. And up until the point where they realized by around 4:20, Elon Musk said essentially, this is not me. He had to go on other social media platforms to say, don't give any money. This is not really me. Up at that point, in about 20 minutes, the scammers had already made about $110,000. And so money, because it's a cryptocurrency, it's public, it's all public information, so you can see where it's bought and sold. And so $110,000 in 17 minutes had already exchanged hands. So it's huge. And what Twitter had to do, they shut everything down. So if you were any one of those people that they suspected of being hacked, they just shut down the accounts completely. So they're still trying to figure out what exactly happened, but this was a massive, massive breach.
God bless us. Glad I'm not much on Twitter. How about a UV light wand to disinfect things in your home? You think this will work? Let's find out.
The Geek Out.
We've discussed the need to clean your smartphone because it's a big collector of germs. And one way was the phone soap. That was the case that you put your phone in and then it bathes it in UV light, which really is effective at killing viruses. That technology is now available for a wider set of uses. The Monos CleanPod UV Sterilizer is a wand with a set of LEDs that emits that level and type of UV light that can disinfect surfaces and items with 99% effectiveness. The instructions claim using the wand about an inch from whatever surface for a minimum of 30 seconds will do the job. The Monos CleanPod has a rechargeable battery with 3 hours of life and costs $90. We've tweeted a link with more details over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up, Zoom has made an announcement. What are they talking about? What's happening yet?
Zoom has their first hardware. This is the first time that they're a software company. We know everybody kind of lives and works on Zoom, whether it's for schooling or for your office meetings.
But it's a Chinese company, too.
It is. It has a Chinese CEO. Yeah, it's Chinese-backed, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is what everyone's been using. And so now they have a new appliance called Zoom for Home. It's $599. It ships in August. It's a 27-inch touchscreen device. It has 3 smart webcams, 8 noise-reducing microphones built in, and it comes preloaded with the Zoom software. So as we move into the fall, in certain states, I don't think anyone's going to be back in the office. This device is probably going to end up being really popular. Companies can buy this unit, send it out to their workers, and they don't have to download anything onto their own computers. They don't have a learning curve with Zoom. It'll kind of just be one and done for them.
One and done. I love that expression. All right, anyway, so
today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.